The Mad World of Elon Musk. You've probably heard of Elon Musk, or at least you will know some of the things he is famous for.
Hello!
Tesla, for example, the electric car company that is currently worth more than all other American car manufacturers combined.
That's me!
And SpaceX, the private rocket company NASA is using to take astronauts to the moon later this decade.
That's me!
And you've probably heard about his plan to start a colony on Mars.
You see, humanity must become a multi-planet species if we don't want to risk extinction like the dinosaurs.
You might also have heard that thanks to these and other businesses, Elon Musk is the richest man in the world.
Whoa, stop! No! The richest man is me, Jeff Bezos of Amazon.
Ha! But, actually, I was richer than you for a month or two recently, Jeff.
Yes, but I'm richer now. And I have my own rocket company, Blue Origin. Ha ha!
Yes, but NASA prefers my rockets. They can take off and land vertically, and they're reusable.
Mine too.
Okay, but your rockets look like giant phalluses.
So?
You're overcompensating, Jeff!
Musk started this extraordinary journey very young. Born in 1971 in South Africa, he started reading the entire Encyclopedia Britannica at the age of 8.
It's pizza time, Elon!
Not now, Mother. I'm reading from Quaaludes to Quarks.
His parents divorced before he was 10, and Musk chose to stay with his father, an electrical and mechanical engineer and property developer.
A terrible human being. Almost every evil thing you can think of, he has done.
School was also a nightmare. The young Musk was mentally and physically bullied by his contemporaries. He even spent a week in hospital after some boys pushed him down some stairs.
Ha ha, nerd!
One day they'll see.
He found refuge in his imagination. Teaching himself to code at age 10, he designed his own computer game called Blastar and sold it for $500. For fun, he used to build and launch miniature rockets.
It's amazing that I still have all my fingers.
At 24, he started a doctorate at Stanford University in California, but quit after just 2 days.
Hey, it takes 5 years or more to get a doctorate. In that time, I'd already created my first startup, Zips, and sold it for $307 million.
Oh, puh, that's just pocket money.
This isn't about you, Jeff. Go away.
Later, he co-founded PayPal, which sold for $1.5 billion, giving Musk the fortune he needed to start doing what he had always really wanted to do.
Build rockets!
At first, nobody took him seriously, not NASA and definitely not the Russians. One of their rocket scientists even spat on him.
Wait!
You know nothing, Elon Musk.
But for Musk, not knowing how to build rockets was a good thing. Starting from zero, he and his SpaceX employees completely reinvented rocket design.
This is the Falcon 9, gentlemen. It's 90% cheaper than any NASA rocket.
Why is it called the Falcon?
Isn't it obvious, dude? Star Wars!
Even so, creating a rocket company while also trying to build a successful electric car company is a lot of pressure on one man.
I'm working 120 hours a week and sleeping on the Tesla factory floor.
Ooh la 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 la! Il faut faire la grève, mon ami!
But it's my own company!
He is an extremely difficult boss. At Tesla, employees are warned not to walk past Musk's desk when he's in a bad mood because of his rage firings. One anonymous person who knows him described his personality in Vanity Fair magazine thus:
total and complete pathological sociopathy.
But I'm trying to save the world, you idiots!
In the last 3 years, Despite being the world's most valuable car company, Tesla has lost its directors of engineering, sales, finance, operations, accounting, production, and recruitment. All toast.
That's why I developed and sold a flamethrower!
There has been increasing speculation about Musk's mental stability and ability to handle the extreme pressure he places on himself. When one former employee asked him if he ever worried about losing his mind, Musk replied,
"Does a crazy person ever look in the mirror and know that he's crazy?"
Maybe he should ask his latest baby, the son he recently had with the singer Grimes, and that he decided to name XAEA-XII Musk.
What? It's cool. With a name like that, nobody will bully him at school.
Right, Elon. And so easy to pronounce, too.
The end.